Hi guys, welcome to Something to Rant About with Uju Crescentia. Over the past few weeks, I've been trying to understand why hack isn't a subject or course in school. Understand an aspect of computer engineering, but why isn't it a course of study on its own? It's broad, interesting, benefiting, and it fits in all the criteria of a course. Still on that, I'll be talking on why I tag this. We should all be hackers, and at the same time, what happens next after we're all hackers? Stay tuned, guys. So, hackers are actually people who, via coding and encoding, whatever, has access to almost all data or informations through a computer system. Somehow, they exploit the weakness in computer systems and networks to gain access. Each of these hackers has reasons why they do whatever they do. Good, bad, personal. It could be any reason whatsoever. Since I don't know about the individual reasons, I'll be concentrating on my own thoughts on it. So according to how I see it, or what I've noticed, hacking is done by mostly, but not totally, younger people. I don't know if the older people are maybe too scared or just not smart enough. Well, it's one of the advantages to us though. Countries all over the world has at least 70 to 80% older people in leadership position. For some reasons, I'm still trying to figure out. So somehow, they hire the younger people to do their dirty jobs, which definitely includes encoding or creating an inaccessible security lock on their maybe their sent mails, bank statements, their trips, and every other dirty secret. Now, these younger people are offered huge sum of money that they can't even resist. Sometimes they are forced to access accounts of those opposing the government, like the human rights activists. They're asked to freeze their accounts and every means of survival, and probably plant a trap to claim they committed an offense. To me though, I believe there's a reason why the younger people are best at hacking. That may finally be our route to freedom from injustice, corruption, and maybe implement new bills that would permit the younger people to lead and work in government offices. This reason could also be that the younger hackers are meant to hack into the government website or whatever system and reveal all their corrupt practices. It could also be that the younger hackers are meant to elevate poverty by disbursement of wealth evenly through hacking the probably CBN website. Or could it be that the younger hackers are meant to secretly hack into the computers and CCTV cameras of our corrupt leaders and film all that they do discreetly, like film it and put it out in the public. Now, this leads me to assume that these could be the reason why a computer and website hack is not a course of study in its wholeness in mostly less developed countries. Another assumption could be that the younger hackers were supposed to start by hacking social media platforms, job applications, flight reservations, and maybe small businesses. Jobs be given to deserving candidates and not the ones with influence. Social media would read daily the next move of a corrupt leader or bourgeoisie. All business and economy and first class in a plane would be reshuffled based on priority, not wealth. Small businesses will be advertised on every digital billboard in Times Square, Tokyo, China, everywhere electronics exists. Maybe, just maybe, These are just my mere assumptions. All of this sounds well, right? But what if the government decides to make it a course and even structure its own faculty? Would it really make a difference? Like, sincerely? Let's be true to ourselves. Would you want to risk it all and devote your profession for people who may never know you? Wouldn't you be scared of standing alone? Like, wouldn't you feel you're betraying the government who erected the faculty at first place? Wouldn't you be delighted if offered full ride scholarship or huge sum in exchange to be the government savage and concealer? Or won't you just walk away or probably use it just for likes on Instagram and Twitter, maybe subscribers on YouTube too? Guys, I'm a realist, but bone that shit. I see the eyes of our younger people and I can swear they don't give two shits about corruption. Not because they're bad or insensitive, but they've grown to see people who do die on the streets and their bodies thrown into the sea to swell and burst. Would you still mind or not? Okay, for instance sake, would you still want to be a hacker if the only options are maybe serve the government and clean his trails? Increase the numbers of subscribers on YouTube, probably watch porns and private videos online. If your answer is yes, then you're just as realistic as I am. But then what? I'd be dropping my mic with that question so we could take a few seconds to reflect. For now though, that will be all. And I want to say a thank you once again to you guys for always listening, always liking, always commenting, always leaving me a voice message, always encouraging me. I want to say a big thank you to you guys. In my next episode, I'll be introducing shout outs. I'll be shouting out to everyone who has contributed one way or the other, who have kept following up and asking me for more videos and giving me hints and ideas and like helping me adjust with my flaws and like just helping me through it all. I really appreciate you guys a lot. And I want to say another big thank you. Anyway, guys, that's a wrap and it's a bye-bye from me. Till I come your way some other time. Bye, guys. I love you.